Yvonne Sampson from Fox League, a very good morning to you, Yvonne. How are you?
I'm very good. I couldn't think of anything more traumatic than
yes,
a roast.
Thank you. Thank you.
Have you seen the Tom Brady roast, Vonnie?
No, I saw that Kim Kardashian got booed, and I've watched I've watched a few of those roasts, and I just don't know if it's our culture. Like, I find it very uncomfortable because it's flat out bullying.
It is inappropriate. You've got to be ready for some of the things they say.
Goodness, yeah. Well, I mean, it'd be a sellout. It'd be an absolute box office hit. Yeah. So, who'd be and therapy to you, Clarkie. Yeah. Oh my
God. Who would be someone that you'd have in the lineup for Clarkie then, Fonny? Do you reckon?
Listen, you're roasting me, and I haven't been paid a dollar. Stop it.
No. Look, do you know what? I'd go straight to the women.
There's a long list.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. Can we talk football, please? I'm going back to I'm going back to India this afternoon. You three are as bad as each other. Oh, yeah, it sounds like it.
Michelle from Dubbo, good point. Can we do a pup roast at the next BSB lunch?
Oh, my God.
Hopefully we don't forget about that by then.
No. Telling you, mate, there's a lot of money to be made in this.
Vonster. The Dolphins, they're on fire.
Fins up.
Fins are up.
I'm now deep diving in my brain about your list of exes that I want.
You'll hurt yourself. Don't go there, Vonnie. Don't do it to yourself.
I'm already very confused. Yeah. Fins up. I mean, they're my favourite overachievers. I think they're so good. I really, really, really wanted to tip them this week, but the common sense said, look, Manly were, left scratching their heads about what the Raiders did to them last week. I thought there was going to be a bounce back factor from the Seagulls, and there was. But the Dolphins are just, they're so rock solid. You know, Mark Nichols is winding back the clock. He had, a couple of line breaks. He scored that try, and he's playing better than he ever has, and living up to that nickname of the GOAT. I love Max Plath. I love Ray Stone. And I think Trey Fuller has made absolutely the most of his shot in the NRL. So he's done a magnificent job filling in for Hammer Sotabuai-Fido at fullback, who we think Hammer is back, fingers crossed, hopefully next week for Magic Round. But, at 26 years old, Trey Fuller, Q Cup cult hero, you'd have to imagine now he's going to try and keep in and around the NRL. It's that saving two tries last night and that magnificent solo effort about 50 metres, a bit of a shimmy, shimmy, chip and chase, and it even had Billy Slater up on his feet. So, yeah, Trey Fuller, very, very happy to see him make every post a winner. And these opportunities are very rare, and he's stepped into that limelight beautifully. But, yeah, I don't know. I thought maybe the Dolphins, they're in the top four, and I thought, well, is that a false economy? Have they not played the really tough teams yet? What's happening with this ladder? Is it a true reflection of this premiership? But the Dolphins keep proving everyone wrong. And just like a Wayne Bennett coach side, I think you remember around this time last year, they fell away badly because the depth was really exposed. They picked up a few key injuries and they weren't able to go with the rest of the competition. Again this year, they've picked up really key injuries, probably worse, so you could argue, than last year, but they've stayed with them. And not only that, they've upstaged them. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to Magic Round next week for the Fins, because Suncorp Stadium is going to be rocking and rolling for them.
Yeah, I think it will be too, Vonnie. Manly, though, I was quite excited about their chances this year, and I thought they'd be, bound for possibly a top four. And the last few weeks, they've really disappointed me with the way that they've played, lack of concentration. They've been right in the contest, but just failed to sort of deliver. And then last night, a big blow for them losing Tommy with his hamstring injury. Now, if he's going to be out for an extended period, this will hurt them around Origin time, no doubt about it.
Oh, I mean, Tom Trbojevic, he just cannot take a trick at all. So when he started limping off with about 10 to go last night, it was, in trademark style, Turbo was trying to do that, a defensive try-saving effort on Jack Bostock. He collided with a cameraman, so he'll have scans today. But, I mean, Origin's less than a month away. We've got the opener in Sydney coming up very, very soon, and Turbo was in the conversation. I know they were looking at, does he play fullback? Does he jump into centre, depending on what Michael Maguire is going to do with James Tedesco in that number one jersey. So Turbo was in such good form. Apart from that game against the Dragons, where I think you just put a line through Manly as a whole, but yeah, Turbo was in excellent form, and it just compounds this representative missed opportunities for him because in, 2022 he dislocated his shoulder. Last year he tore his pec in game two. So Turbo just has had no luck at all when it comes to representing the Blues. And I hope this isn't, you know, for the entire series, but we know how dedicated he is to rehab. I just feel like Turbo's one of those blokes that just deserves, very much like Ryan Pappenhausen, deserves to have his body just work with him for a bit and you know, to see the best of these players and to have them fit and firing. And it always seems to be around this time for poor old Tommy that he picks up a key injury. So, yeah, hoping it isn't series over for Turbo, that's for sure.
Okay, this game tonight, let's move on to that. Penrith and Canterbury. And gee,
Cleary back?
Cleary's back. Awesome. And just a fascinating game considering it's Kickow as well. Hasn't played his old club yet because of his injuries last year. Stephen Crichton also faces his former club. And from a New South Wales perspective, we'll be keenly watching the 5-8s go at each other. Jerome Luai and Matt Burton. How do you think this one plays? It's going to have an edge to it, surely. It's out at Penrith, and you know the Dogs have been going really well, Vonnie, and will want to make a bit of a statement, I reckon, against the Panthers tonight, if they can, and they're allowed to.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I mean, Luai was, and I love that he's a little bit mouthy. So Luai called them the Bulldogs Panthers, or the Canterbury Bank Count Panthers. So it's just perfect. I love it. You know, it's a real Westie kind of banter. I'm really into it. And I think
says the Tiger.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Oh, I think we can all agree too. Penrith haven't really gone anywhere near their best footy so far this season. And that's with, you know, those secret contract disruptions that we saw with James Fisher-Harris. And you know, with injuries and suspensions, and the scary thing is they're still sitting in third place. They've got 6 wins, only 2 losses, and Nathan Cleary returns, you'd think, for real this time because, as we mentioned, Origin is less than a month away and all the compasses are set sail now for that representative arena. So Nathan Cleary will be doing everything he can to get back into the peak possible form for this. And I think this will matter most for someone like Stephen Crichton and Viliami Kikau. I mean, both of them have been Panthers grand final heroes. Now Crichton's the Canterbury Bankstown captain. He's been extremely proud of what these Bulldogs have been able to do, continue to improve in attack and, more importantly, in defence. The Bulldogs have shown up. They're committed. They're connected. Cameron Seraldo has done a great job. I think Kikau will show up in a big, big way for this one. It's the 6 o'clock game, which usually, you know, can sometimes go by the way, but everyone will be tuning in for this one because, the Bulldogs will be competitive. I've tipped the Panthers, but, yeah, Canterbury Bankstown, they're not going to go away quietly.
What about the 8 o'clock game, Vonnie? The Eels taking on the Broncos. Now, the Eels, we know they've got a couple of big outs in Gutho and also Mitch Moses, but the Broncos losing their halfback and captain Adam Reynolds for 3 months. Now, that's a massive blow. Do you know much about Josh Rogers, and were you surprised they went that way over a guy like Tristan Saylor?
Yeah, I thought Tristan was probably in the box seat, given that Jock Madden's got that pec injury, who would be the natural selection. But Josh Rogers, he's originally from Perth, which is great to see because I know we get a little bit hyper-focused on Queensland and New South Wales and a little bit around Victoria, but there is rugby league all the way over west, and Perth is delivering someone like Josh Rogers. He's been playing quite well in the Burley Bears for the Q Cup. Kevin Walter said he's earned his spot and he's ready to step up. So this is really a chance, though, I think. You wouldn't put too much expectations on someone like Josh Rogers. It's more about an Ezra Mam kind of responsibility. He needs to really... And Ezra's declared that he sees himself as the long-term replacement for Adam to move into that game manager style. So this is his shot. I mean, he's got the bulk of the year to drive the Broncos deeper into the eight and make sure they stay in the eight first and foremost because, you know, without Adam Reynolds until the end of the year, the Broncos still need to be playing in September to make use of anything that Adam Reynolds can return to and help them, hopefully, into some of those major games in the back end of this year. So, yeah, big challenge for the Brisbane Broncos. Kevy sort of said Reece Walsh has got to take a chill pill, which Reece has told us at Fox as well. He's like, I've just got to try and slow my brain down. You can see him. He sort of operates on this warp speed. He's a think quicker. His feet move, you know, even like he sees the game at this bizarre pace, and he seems to be just overthinking it just a tad. So he's just got to take a step back, get into the game, find a rhythm, and not try and overplay his hand, not try and score on every time he touches the ball, because that's where all the errors are sort of compounding for someone like Reece Walsh. But yeah, I mean, it's a big night for Josh Rogers. But yeah, I don't think you put too much responsibility on his shoulders. It's up to everyone else. It's up to Payne Haas. It's up to Pat Carrigan. It's up to all those guys to really just settle everything down, make sure that, I mean, the Broncos scored 2 tries once Adam Reynolds went off the field last week. So I think confidence-wise, they can do it. And it'll reveal a bit of a character around these Brisbane Broncos. So they've got they've got a big challenge on their hands, but hopefully they can step up into it.
Latrell back for the Bunnies. How does this impact this team that has really been struggling this year, Vonnie?
Oh, I mean, it's everything, isn't it? Rabbitohs have run out of luck entirely. It's Trell. And so if I'm Latrell Mitchell, and I know he's been challenged by some of the biggest voices in the game, that he needs to be the one. This is his first game in 3 weeks. And so much has happened, obviously, in those last 3 weeks for South. So he's been challenged to lift South Sydney. This is a major milestone game for Cody Walker, his 200th. Obviously they are very tight as you could be. And I think South could spring a bit of an ambush up against the Dragons because of the drama, but we've sort of been waiting for that, you know, revenge bounce back for a few weeks. It hasn't happened. If it's going to happen, it'll happen on Latrell's watch, because he can be so powerful in a game. And when he decides to inject himself and take control and put South Sydney where they need to be, he is the game changer. But I mean, poor old Rabbitohs have run out of luck entirely with Cameron Murray. He's out with that hip flexor injury, and I think everyone can agree it's been really clear to see that that captain's been so overworked and underappreciated for a long time now. And you know, he makes an average of 40 tackles a game, and I think it's insane. Mm. You don't use a Cameron Murray for 40 tackles a game. It's detracted from his natural running game, all those really smart lines at pace that he'd look for an offload. He was creating a lot of second phase, and we just haven't seen that from the skipper, because he's just been out on his feet. So this is a well-earned spell for him, and I think it just adds to that injury ward, though, just looking at the names: Totola, Campbell Graham, Jai Gray, Dean Hawkins, Lachlan Ilias, obviously, on that injury list. So if anyone is going to dig South out, it has to be Latrell, and it has to be against his game against the Dragons, because this is it's just too important to let this season just, you know, write it off and say, oh, well, the coach left or got sacked, and, oh, well, we've got so many injuries. There's too many excuses for South at the moment, so I'd really like to see them have a go.
Another player back this weekend from a decent layoff due to suspension, Spencer Lenu, and he's going to have a new teammate next year too, Vonnie. David Fifita.
What about that? So, bizarrely, I was at the Roosters yesterday just catching up with Daniel Anderson, and he wasn't that confident. I think he thought that the Panthers had the jump on them in terms of a pitch for David Fifita. But I think David Fifita is a hallmark signing for the Roosters. So, 4-year deal worth $3.3 million reportedly. And I know they were sweating on that phone call from David, and they can offer the world to him. But what they couldn't offer was Nathan Cleary. And a desire that David had to play alongside one of the greatest halfbacks in the game. So, I mean, in the end, the Roosters got their man. They hardly ever miss him when they go hard like that. But they've got plenty to play with Keary and Jared Weir-Hargreaves and Joey Manu and Joseph Swali'i all leaving at the end of this year. But it was a very attractive offer that the Panthers had for David. But what also went into it was David Fifita's partner, Shaylee Bent, who plays in the NRLW for the Titans. Now, the Roosters are now able to offer her a position in the NRLW. The Panthers weren't able to do that in part of their package because they don't have a women's team. So it all just goes into a bigger picture for David. But I think he's the X factor. And the Panthers were reading now that Mick Fanning was spotted at David's house yesterday, just deployed as a little gentle persuasive tool. We know Mick Fanning is the Panthers' number one fan. And I actually thought, have you guys ever been asked to just give someone a phone call or just drop in and maybe help negotiations? Has anyone asked you to do that?
Yeah, I have, yeah.
Normally, and did it normally go every well? Year
did it work?
With Western Suburbs.
did it work? Yeah, I think it did. Oh. Mm. Yeah, it did.
Yeah, club cricket, you try and help out as much as you can.
Do You know, the Roosters was so determined to get someone like David Fifita, because I think he's just like, it's a hammer blow for the Titans. But if you pick up a David Fifita, it's, I mean, Roosters Supremo Nick Politis, he was even on the phone, and Michael Chambers has got great detail about this in his article today, but he divulged that he even barracks for Queensland, because he was born in Blackall, which is in central Queensland. So he was pulling out all the stops to try and get David over the line. And, yeah, a nice straight swap from the Gold Coast to Bondi. It'll suit him down to the ground. And bizarrely, it was probably in the end, it was more of a quiet conversation with Justin Holbrook, who we know, when he got sacked from the Gold Coast, this triggered this exit clause for David Fifita. So it was all tethered to whether Holbrook stayed or went. So when the Titans got rid of Holbrook, this opened up the conversation for Fifita to become a free agent. So when he had a quick chat to Holbrook and realised that things were you know, as best as they could be for David's future at the Roosters, I think it was Holbrook in the end that got this deal done. But, yeah, congratulations to the Roosters. Massive pickup. Yeah.
Has Uncle Laurie got anything for the weekend?
Oh, he does. He does. Yep. We're on the Sunshine Coast. Ooh, race 6. Yeah.
Good part of the world, Vonnie.
Yeah.
That's where we can do your roast. Noosa.
Tourism Noosa. I'll be keen. Major sponsor. Tourism Noosa.
See?
Free vacay. Opportunity.
Free vacay. Should be so big.
A few sponsors Sunday on board.
Night. Oh, Sunday dear. Night, what time will we
can
have
we go back? Listen, yeah, Vonnie was talking. Back
go
to
Bonnie.
Uncle Laurie.
And the
thanks,
after
Vonster.
Party could be at the surf club.
Oh yes.
How good. Sorry, Sunshine Coast, race 6, number 5, bases loaded from the Waterhouse Bot Stable.
Race 6, number. Okay, got it. Oh, $21, $6 the place.
He's gone fat this week, boys.
That's good. Race 6, number 5, bases loaded, Sunshine Coast tomorrow for Uncle Laurie.
Try and track down some of them guests.
See you, Vonnie. Yeah. Have a good weekend, Vonnie. We've got to go to the news, Vonnie. Love you lots, Vonnie.
Love you guys.